This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV. Five topics in about 10 minutes for Friday, January 5th, 2024. I'm Derek Gilbert. Our Friday 5, in other words, topic number 5 this week, the Red Sea. We've been telling you about this for some time now. Missile attacks by the Iran-backed government of Yemen, the so-called Houthi rebels who control about 80% of the country, have basically shut down one of the world's busiest commercial shipping lanes. About 12% of world's cargo ships through, normally would ship through, the Bab el Mandeb Strait, which Yemen controls because of the choke point there. It's only some 30 miles wide at its narrowest point. This is how, as you can see in the blue line on the screen behind me, how cargo typically ships from Asia to Europe and the east coast of North America. Ships are now being rerouted around the Cape of Good Hope. That's the southern tip of Africa. That adds a week or more to sailings. It's straining cargo capacity, and it has caused the spot rate for a 40-foot shipping container going from Asia to Northern Europe by about 173% just over the last 3 weeks. Again, this is because the Suez Canal is now too dangerous to reach, as there are basically no ships heading for Europe that are transiting the Red Sea at this point. This indicates that the Pentagon's Operation Prosperity Guardian, which was intended to protect commercial shipping through the Red Sea, has, for all intents and purposes, failed. Topic number 4, Israel, the war between Israel and Hamas, the reason for Yemen's attacks on commercial shipping. We are seeing what now appears to be an escalation on Israel's northern front as it is targeting targets inside Lebanon connected to Hezbollah. Now, Hezbollah's leader Hassan Nasrallah delivered a speech on Wednesday after the attack that killed Hamas official Salah al-Aruri in a suburb of Beirut. Nasrallah says the Lebanese group is not afraid of war, but he avoided making any declarations that Hezbollah would escalate its pinprick missile strikes against northern Israel. Now, already that's resulted in a buffer zone about 20 kilometers deep inside Israel. Many of the sites that we plan to visit on our next tour of Israel are inside that area, including Caesarea Philippi, the Grotto of Pan, the ruins of the site of Dan, the ancient city of Dan, and more in that region. Anyway, Nasrallah apparently trying to thread the needle, sounding tough without actually escalating and getting into a full-blown war, which the Lebanese people, by and large, do not want. While Hezbollah essentially controls the country, the majority of the people are not in favor of getting involved in a war. The economy in Lebanon is struggling. Most people there are not doing well, and Hezbollah could make it worse by getting involved in a full-out war with Israel. Two security sources telling Reuters, by the way, on Wednesday that four additional Hezbollah members were killed in another attack on a strike against what had been described as a residential building. This Israeli attack took place after Nasrallah's speech. That brought the number of Hezbollah members killed on Wednesday to 9. Meanwhile, Joshua's altar, located on Mount Ebal in Samaria near the city of Nablus, was vandalized this week by Arab rioters coming from villages in the area. They burned tires on the site, sprayed Palestinian flags and Arabic inscriptions on the stones of the altar. Activists from the Israeli group Mavak al-Kal Dunam, which means a fight for every acre, discovered the vandalism on Thursday. Now, last year, the organization revealed plans by the Palestinian Authority to develop a residential neighborhood on the site of the altar, demolishing the altar and building a neighborhood there. This site has been vandalized several times over the last couple of years. You might remember interviews we've done with our friend Aaron Lipkin, who now serving with the IDF Reserves, who's pointed out that over a year and a half ago, the surrounding wall, the retaining wall around the outside of the site was partly dismantled to be crushed into a substrate to build a road for the Palestinian Authority on the site of Joshua's altar. The Netanyahu administration really needs to do something to protect this site. It is not just an Israeli heritage site. It is a site of world importance, and Palestinian activists, Arabs in the area, are trying to deface it and destroy it. Topic number 3, Florida and the jab. Florida's State Surgeon General, Dr. Joseph Latipo, has issued a call to healthcare providers, urging them to stop using COVID-19 mRNA vaccines. quote, I am calling for a halt to the use of mRNA COVID-19 vaccines. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have always played it fast and loose with COVID-19 vaccine safety, but their failure to test for DNA integration with the human genome, as their own guidelines dictate, when the vaccines are known to be contaminated with foreign DNA, is intolerable, end quote. He's referring to recent studies showing the presence of SV40, simian virus 40, as an adjuvant, an activating ingredient in the vaccine that should not be there in the final formulation. It should just be RNA, but when you've got foreign DNA in the jab, you've got concerns that this has been contaminated. Anyway, Dr. Latipo specifically questioned the assessment procedures of the vaccines by Pfizer and Moderna, suggesting they may not have been adequately evaluated for nucleic acid contaminants. And of course, the corporate media is dismissing Dr. Latipo's claims as based on misinformation. But there is a growing body of information over the past 2 years that we've not perhaps been told the whole truth about the jab. And it doesn't help when you've got stories coming out like the recent report by the British Medical Journal. Again, not a right-wing conspiracy theorist website. The British Medical Journal, which reported that key FDA officials involved in approving the mRNA vaccines accepted jobs with Moderna. Kind of a revolving door there, similar to what you see between military contractors and the Pentagon. Anyway, we also learned within the last few months that the CDC is refusing to accept new COVID vaccine adverse event reports in its V-Safe program, nor is it releasing updated information on post-COVID vaccination heart inflammation. Now, maybe everything is fine with the vaccines. I mean, maybe, but it certainly doesn't speak to the transparency of the process when information is being withheld from the public. Topic number two, just say yes. It is now a constitutional right to do drugs on playgrounds in British Columbia. BC was already 9 months into an unprecedented pilot project to decriminalize personal amounts of illicit drugs. This began last spring. That's as long as you've got 2.5 grams or less of fentanyl, heroin, cocaine, meth, MDMA. By federal exemption, it was now legal to possess illicit drugs basically anywhere in British Columbia. Now, this playground amendment, which was enacted September 18th, dialed it back just a little bit. You could still possess illegal drugs without any consequences, but you couldn't partake of those drugs within 15 meters of a playground, skate park, or outdoor spray pool or wading pool. That's about 50 feet. I mean, okay, you could own the drugs on the playground. You just couldn't do the drugs unless you went 50 feet away. I mean, that's the width of a small subdivision-sized lot. And if the cops caught you doing it, they couldn't really arrest you. They could instruct you. The police were instructed to direct the person to move outside the restricted zone. But even that was too much. The British Columbia Supreme Court ruled at the end of December, December 29th, that it would cause irreparable harm if drug users were warned away from public areas, even if that came at the expense of public parks filled with biohazardous drug paraphernalia and other social harms such as unpredictable behavior. Supreme Court Chief Justice Christopher Hinkson ruling that this premise was based on the restriction of drug use in public areas would prompt lone drug use and increase the number of British Columbians dying alone of fatal overdoses. Quote, it is apparent that public consumption and consuming drugs in the company of others is oftentimes the safest, healthiest, and or only option available for an individual, end quote. This, discarded needles on a playground is what it looks like when society decides there should be no consequences for bad choices. Coming up, teaching physical education virtually. That's next on the Friday Five.
We want to make sure that you're aware of the largest giveaway of the year in the We Are Legion Grand Collection. When you order the We Are Legion Grand Collection from SkywatchTVStore.com, you'll receive We Are Legion for We Are Many, Dominions, Cosmo Craters, and Washington, D.C. Unmasking the Ancient Riddle of the Hebrew Year 5785 and the Eminent Destiny of America by best-selling author Dr. Thomas Horn. Divided We Stand, The Globalist Scheme for a One-World Government by Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, and The Prince of the Power of the Air and the Last Days, Satanology, History, Prophecy, and Technology by Jeffrey W. Martis. But we're just getting started. This must-have collection also includes the breathtaking two-hour documentary, The Secret Destiny of America, on DVD, featuring Dr. Thomas Horn as he reveals who the God on America's Great Seal and U.S. $1 bill really is, why 72 pentagrams in the Capitol Dome are used to control the ancient Cosmo Craters who rule the nations, the coming incarnation of Antichrist, and much, much more. But that's not all. With the holidays just around the corner, now's your chance to save big and receive solid bonus merchandise absolutely free. Because also included in the We Are Legion Grand Collection are any number of brand new, super quality, overstock gift books, DVDs, or audio sets to add to your library or to give away as gifts this coming holiday season. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of nearly $150. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling, so act quickly. You can scan the QR code on your screen using the camera app on your phone for instant access to this special opportunity. This is the largest giveaway of the year, just in time for the holiday gift-giving season, and is available only while supplies last, so don't delay. Visit us at skywatchtvstore.com or call 1-844-750-4985 and ask for the We Are Legion Grand Collection now.
Item number one today, a 400-pound PE teacher. Well, apparently not, and he's filing a lawsuit against Wayne State University in Michigan, the 400-pound student filing a $1 million suit for not allowing him to do his physical education student teaching virtually. I'm not going to name the man. My point here is not to shame him. There are sometimes reasons that people are morbidly obese. If you go back and look at the early days of 5 and 10, the archives from 2015, you'll see there's 50 pounds more of me then than there is today. It is possible, if you make choices, to change your physical condition, but for some people that's not necessarily possible. And I don't know this gentleman's status, so I'm not going to criticize him or mock him here, but this 44-year-old gentleman, 400 pounds, suffers from diabetes, hypertension, and asthma, had completed all of the requirements for his degree in phys ed kinesiology, that's the science of movement, except for the student teaching portion. And given his maladies, that was a problem. He's not able to stand or walk for long periods of time. And so the school district where he was assigned to teach had agreed to accommodate his request to teach online. However, Wayne State University did not. Said, look, you've got to teach in person. He couldn't or wouldn't. And so he was told not to report for the second phase of his teaching assignment and therefore is not receiving his degree. Wayne State has called the suit frivolous, said there's no legal claim for weight discrimination against an educational institution. Michigan is the only state in the union where weight is a protected class, but it applies specifically to employers and not to educational institutions. This week on Skywatch TV, we continue with memories of Dr. Tom Horn. As you know, the Lord called him home back in October, and this week, the broadcast features the Horn family remembering the life and legacy of Dr. Tom Horn. Our broadcast schedule is posted at skywatchtv.com/channels. You can also find the program right now at our website, skywatchtv.com, our Roku and Apple TV channels. If you've got a set-top box, make sure you've got the Skywatch TV channel there. You can also watch it on YouTube, the new channel for the main program at Skywatch TV Now. Rumble.com/SkywatchTV. All of our video content is always there. And of course, you'll always find it at our mobile app. Our free app brings all of our video content right to your smartphone or tablet, bypassing the gatekeepers of big tech, and also adding some additional features like an audio Bible, calendar of upcoming events, important news updates several times a week, and more. It is available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. So do take advantage of it. We've got links to their app stores at our website, skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch, and have a blessed weekend. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.